Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. It is Drunk Sunday. Now listen, I'm talking about S-U-N-D-A-E. It's a Drunk Sunday, baby. Well, just in case if you don't know what a Drunk Sunday is, let me create one for you, okay? I am not talking about kiddie Sundays. I am talking about adult Sundays. It's got to be vanilla ice cream, chocolate ice cream, strawberry ice cream, and I'm going to drizzle it in some vodka honey and some whiskey. Now, listen, I don't do chocolate fudge or strawberry syrup. Instead, what we're going to do is have the vodka and the whiskey over the ice cream. Yes, we are. And we're going to drizzle just a few crushed nuts, honey, and put a little cherry on top, and that is an adult sundae, my darlings. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City, honey. Yes. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. Oh, my God, it is cloudy again out there. Cloudy. And it's 31 degrees. It is January 22nd, 2023, 9 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 10 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to listen on up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany. And my honorary member in India, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum. Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Gumbarum.com. We have two different flavors in stock. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Go, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. The CEO and the founder of Gumbarum is Steve Gum. Baby, shut the door and keep on walking. Listen, I got some hot news. Yes, I do up in here. I listen to this music. I say, oh, my God, we got a smash hit up in here tonight. Listen. It is independent artist, The Fall Guy. You're going to hear his music in just one moment from The Fall Guy. Now, listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to go on Facebook. Y'all know we're on Facebook all day long. Use the keyword, The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, what we going to do? Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Come on. Yes, indeed, your music is being heard all over the world, my darlings, all over the world. Listen, I got some hot music on tonight by The Fall Guy. The Fall Guy, hot. Let me tell you something, a little bit about The Fall Guy. The mother of this debut singer was a month-long wildfire that hit close to our home. We were evacuated for a week. But the house didn't burn at all. Listen, so the house didn't burn at all. And the father, the pandemic, who else? This was my first song, and it took quite a bit to learn how to make a song, especially how to line up the lyrics for the music, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram. So now, listen, the Instagram and YouTube, Twitter, the handle is TheFallGuy23, TheFallGuy23. You're going to love this. You are going to love this. Let me tell you something up here, and the cover art is hot. I can't tell y'all how many times I go over this all the time. Listen, I believe in the complete package, and this particular artist has the complete package. The cover art is hot and banging, the Fall Guy. Listen, I get so many different cover art. Well, really, don't be no cover art. Just be a snap of a picture in somebody's garage, and they just say slapping on, you know, the cover art for the single. I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do. And sometimes, you know, you get them taking pictures in their car, and, you know, everybody think it's okay to take a picture anywhere. Well, I think not. Listen, I beg to differ. So, listen, when I came across the Fall Guy, I was like, okay, this is hot stuff. This is what Mama is talking about up in here. And the song is hot, professional, very well done, fire underneath. So listen, the name of the song, once again, is Fire Underneath. And y'all know Mama done seen something crazy in the news. I always got something to say. Mama always got an opinion about everything. I got my penny, 2 cents, my nickel, my dime, my quarter, and my dollar, and my $5. Okay, so I put it all in and give you my opinion. So listen, first, I'm going to play Fire Underneath because this song is super banging hot. You guys, check this out. Fire Underneath. Check it out. The Fall Guy.
Hey, oh, are you sleeping here on the beach? Hey, you, she replied. The thing is, I look the same. I work so hard for that place. Hanging on till it slips down my fingers. Too late to change my ways and leave this here. Change my ways and let the spirit stay and leave this here. Change my stop the girl, take one more.
Oh. Listen up in here. I am loving everything about this artist. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I am loving everything about this artist. He is amazing. You guys know I always say that, you know, artists should have a professional website. I always say that. But listen, in the case of this particular artist, listen up in here, up in here, up in here, up in here. He can get away with not having a website because, you know what? His work is so professional. The music is awesome. Listen, he reminds me of a Bruno Mars. Yes, it does. He kind of reminds me of Bruno Mars just a little bit. And listen, he is dynamic. The song is professional. It's not done down in a garage. You know, it's not done down in the trash can. Listen, I've heard all kind of music. I tell you guys all the time. People send me a lot of different things, and I'd be like scratching my head wondering what's going on here. Now, listen, the Fall Guy easily has a great career in music. Oh, my God. I would push this man all the way to the moon. I would push this artist all the way to the moon. Oh, yeah, I would. Listen, he has the great video, The Fall Guy Fire Underneath. Yes, he does. And then this particular artist has a page, which I don't see very often. He has a page with the lyrics. He has a page where you can click on and put the lyrics. Listen. Let me put this, let me say this real quick because I have to get to the news and get my opinions on the news. So listen, he can easily, he has Spotify page, he has Apple Music, of course, he has a video, he has his merch, and then he has Twitter and Instagram. Listen, and his handle is TheFallGuy20 for easily. He could be very, he is going to be very successful with his music because it is it is awesome, it is top-notch, it is fire, it is sizzling. Listen, on his Instagram page, put, of course, all the music and his merchandise and whatever he chooses to put on the Instagram and, you know, have the downloads for pushing his music and have people to download because now Instagram is going at a rate that is so fast. You can have subscription. You can have paid subscription where people pay you and you, you know, you create your page. I'm not really good with that stuff, but I see a lot of people doing their shop and the subscriber. You can have people pay like $8.99, $7.99 to get into the private hub. So listen, he's going to have a huge fan base. I'm just telling you what's going to happen. He's going to have a huge fan base, and of course, his fan base is going to want to get into his Instagram private hub where he can have his fans to pay a small fee, $5.99 or whatever he wants to charge. They get in. They get certain information. Monthly, I believe it's monthly. They pay that charge monthly. So listen, y'all know I believe in millionaire music. Millionaire music. I don't believe in one stream of income. I believe in several streams of income. And listen, his millionaire music can easily be created because his music is hot. Cover art is hot. He has a great profile, great magnetism. Listen, he is charismatic in his music. His delivery is hot, and it is 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus, 10 plus. Listen, I will listen to anything that he creates. He has a great voice and a fire underneath, and the cover art is just like, woo! It's like Lady Gaga! Eat me for lunch. You know what I'm saying up in here. So listen, he is hot, hot, hot. The artist is hot. I am telling you what's the truth. I am loving Fire Underneath. And I'm telling you, it's just the best. He is the boss sauce. This artist is the boss sauce. So he's on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram handle is The Fall Guy. Please follow The Fall Guy 23. Once again, the handle is The Fall Guy 23. I love this song. I'll play a little bit more of it after I get my little pitch, you know, because I got to say something about what I've seen a little bit earlier. Y'all know I will never stop talking. I go about, you know, if it's a train going, listen, y'all, if it's a train that's going, you know what I'm saying. Y'all know a train goes how fast? I don't know, maybe 90 miles per hour. Just imagine my mouth is going about 110 miles per hour. That's how much I go, and I'll never stop talking. I keep it going, moving. Because you know what? Quiet folks, you know what I'm saying? You be kind of wondering what they thinking all up in their mind. But I ain't going to even go there. So listen. Let me tell y'all something. I saw something. I saw an article. Let me tell you. Let me give my two cents here. So, dear Abby, this young fellow, this is on the New York Post. This is the New York Post, the New York Post. This guy right there, to dear Abby, he says, the woman I like is perfect. The woman is perfect. The man says the woman is perfect, but her children have a serious problem. Okay. Number one, what is wrong here? What is wrong? Why is she in there? I don't know what's wrong with my engineer. I'm talking up in here, and the engineer is going crazy. Now, listen, listen. I need to be heard and have my opinion, so let's listen here. So let me start this over again. Now, this guy, he says the lady that he met is perfect, perfect, perfect. But the children have a serious problem. The children have a serious problem. Now, listen, this is on New York Post, the New York Post. So listen, why do you need to write, "Dear Abby, the woman is perfect," and you're already saying the children have a serious problem? Red flag, red flag. Why are you writing, "Dear Abby"? Now, if you are a man, you're saying the lady is perfect and these children have a serious problem? How is that not, evidently, you already know it's a red flag because you're writing into "Dear Abby." So listen, this is what he's saying. "I am friendly with a woman who is wonderful and caring. She calls to ask how I'm doing, drops off coffee to say hi, etc. She has a great heart and soul. Our boys are close in age." So listen, he has children too. "That's the problem. I do not like her children." Why would you even continue to entertain a friendship with a lady and you don't like her children in the least bit? Listen, okay, so he goes on to say, "I do not like her children. Her kids are difficult, and they run roughshod all over her. She knows discipline is a problem, but she's at a loss. My children don't enjoy playing with them at all." What kind of relationship is he getting into? His children can't stand her children. Are you kidding me? You know, that's a life of hell right there. So listen, he's still writing to "Dear Abby." His children can't stand her children. Her kids is crazy. He can't stand the children. Now, her kids are careless. They don't listen to authority. He wants to continue the friendship, but he likes her better. He would like her better without the children. What world is this man in? What planet is he in? He ain't even got any common sense. He likes her without the children. Why is he writing this, "Dear Abby"? If you like the woman, you know she's got to take care of her kids. So listen, buddy, you need to cut it, and just say goodbye. You know, just say goodbye. I know you like the lady. Just say goodbye. Let mama tell you something. There's another ship that's coming. And guess what? You're on a ship that's sinking, honey. How about that? You're on a ship that's sinking. So listen, he says he likes her better without the children. Should I speak up or fade away? Now, why in the world is a grown man asking "Dear Abby," should he speak up or just fade away? All right, this is what "Dear Abby" says. "Your friend's children can't be blamed for things they were never taught. Tell your friend that when her kids visit your house, you will have to establish some house rules," like they're going to follow the house rules. So she's saying, establish house rules. If you do, you may be doing that entire family a favor. If her kids cannot comply, inform her that her children no longer want to play with her kids or what. How in the world is that relationship going to work if they don't comply, which I'm sure they won't? And then he's got to tell her that they won't play together. How in the world are you going to have a family and the children can't even be together? Come on, up in here. My God, I'm pretty much out of time. So listen. That is just crazy nuts. Wow. That is crazy enough. But I'm like, you don't need "Dear Abby," honey. You just need to grow some balls. You know, you need to get some balls and just move on, honey, because your ship is already sunk. You know what I'm saying? There's too many great ladies with really nice children looking for a nice gentleman to have a nice relationship. Come on up in here. He's saying too many things that's not even making sense. He's already saying that he likes her and he don't even want the kids. How is he going to deal with that for the rest of it? If he decides to keep going, how in the world? Get out of here with that. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. Listen, this is a musical salute for the Fall Guy. I am loving this artist to the hilt. I would love to see where he's going to be just 12 months down the road. Listen, just 12 months down the road, I'm telling you, he's going to be blowing up like nobody's business. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. Guess what? I get to come back later on and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kniez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city, it is peace, love, and soul.